increase productivity. To date, major change efforts have helped some organizations adapt significantly to shifting conditions, have improved the competitive standing of others, and have positioned a few for a far better future. But in too many situations, the improvements have been disappointing, and the carnage has been appalling, with wasted resources and burned out, scared, or frustrated employees. To some degree, the downside of change is inevitable. Whenever human communities are forced to adjust to shifting conditions, pain is ever present. But a significant amount of the waste and anguish we've witnessed in the past decade is avoidable. We've made a lot of errors, the most common of which are these. Error number one, allowing too much complacency. By far the biggest mistake people make when trying to change organizations is to plunge ahead without establishing a high enough sense of urgency in fellow managers and employees. This error is fatal because transformations always fail to achieve their objectives when complacency levels are high. When Adrian was named head of the specialty chemicals division of a large corporation, he saw lurking on the horizon many problems and opportunities, most of which were the product of the globalization of his industry. As a seasoned and self-confident executive, he worked day and night to launch a dozen new initiatives to build business and margins in an increasingly competitive marketplace. He realized that few others in his organizations saw the dangers and possibilities as clearly as he did, but he felt this was not an insurmountable problem. They could be induced, pushed, or replaced. 2 years after his promotion, Adrian watched initiative after initiative sink in a sea of complacency. Regardless of his inducements and threats, the first phase of his new product strategy required so much time to implement that competitor countermoves offset any important benefit. He couldn't secure sufficient corporate funding for his big re-engineering project. A reorganization was talked to death by skilled filibusterers on his staff. In frustration, Adrian gave up on his own people and acquired a much smaller firm that was already successfully implementing many of his ideas. Then, in a subtle battle played out over another 2 years, he watched with amazement and horror as people in his division, with little sense of urgency, not only ignored all the powerful lessons in the acquisition's recent history, but actually stifled the new unit's ability to continue to do what it had been doing so well. Smart individuals like Adrian fail to create sufficient urgency at the beginning of a business transformation for many different but interrelated reasons. They overestimate how much they can force big changes on an organization. They underestimate how hard it is to drive people out of their comfort zones. They don't recognize how their own actions can inadvertently reinforce the status quo. They lack patience. Enough with the preliminaries, let's get on with it. They become paralyzed by the downside possibilities associated with reducing complacency. People becoming defensive, morale and short-term results slipping, or, even worse, they confuse urgency with anxiety, and by driving up the ladder, they push people even deeper into their foxholes and create even more resistance to change. If complacency were low in most organizations today, this problem would have limited importance. But just the opposite is true. Too much past success, a lack of visible crises, low performance standards, insufficient feedback from external constituencies, and more all add up to, yes, we have our problems, but they aren't that terrible, and I'm doing my job just fine. Or, sure, we have big problems, and they are all over there. Without a sense of urgency, people won't give that extra effort that is often essential. They won't make needed sacrifices.